others as if you are serving the Lord. Some of the most important verses for me in God's Word are those that remind me to serve others as if I were serving Christ. In Matthew 25, Jesus talks about the final judgment. In the parable of the sheep and the goats, he describes acts of mercy we can do every day, loving every person and serving everyone we can. And he says in verse 40, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Ephesians 6, 7-8 says, "Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free." And in Colossians 3, 22-24, we read, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." I am sure that you, like me, have worked with people that are difficult to work with. Maybe they are hard masters, as in the context of these verses, or maybe they are family, friends, or co-workers that are critical of or threatened by you. Early on in my missionary life overseas, I worked with a difficult lady who was critical of me. She was a workaholic, and I could not keep up with her. She was a good 10 years my senior, and she did not have younger children in the home anymore. It was during this time that the Holy Spirit brought these verses to my attention, and they helped me so much. First, I realized afresh that she was not the person I was working for or having to please. Before the Lord, I felt I was pleasing Him and doing the best I could at that time as a mother of younger children. Secondly, these verses free my soul from the stress of trying to please others and free me from the sting of those who are critical of me. How freeing and joyous it is to have the mindset of serving Christ when serving the difficult people in your life. There is also a lesson for us from another aspect. For all of us, when we are in a role of leadership or ownership, God wants us not to lord it over those that serve us. Remember the story of Nehemiah? He had an important role in the realm of King Artaxerxes. He had the king's blessing and help to travel to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls of the city. He was in charge. But his story in God's Word tells us in Nehemiah 5:15-16, "The earlier governors, those preceding me, placed a heavy burden on the people and took 40 shekels of silver from them in addition to food and wine. Their assistants also lorded it over the people. But out of reverence for God, I did not act like that. Instead, I devoted myself to the work on this wall. All my men were assembled there for the work. We did not acquire any land." Notice that it is out of reverence for God that we do not lord it over our fellow men. Colossians 3:22 that I read a minute ago also mentioned working as if we were serving Christ as a way to reverence the Lord. Instead, as Jesus commanded us, learn to be the servant of all. Mark 9:35 tells us about Jesus. Sitting down, he called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit to honor you in our lives today as we serve others as if we were serving you. Please keep reminding us of this wonderful truth that enables us to live a victorious Christian life. Remind us that as we do this, we are honoring you by revering you. Amen.